So you want to hear school students talk about their travel experiences, learnings, escapades, episodes, knowledge, incidents from all the corners of the globe. Terra Talk, platform from where young voices reach out to the world. Brought to you by EdTerra Adventures, committed to truly educational student travel.
Greetings, everyone. These are the John Kids on Terra Talks.
I'm Soham.
I'm Tria.
And I'm Abir.
We 18 John Kids attended the Language Immersion Program at Rugby School, UK.
Terra Talk, a platform from where young voices reach out to the world.
So Tria, how's the experience?
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. I agree. Our trip to the UK from the 31st of July to the 8th of August 2019 was truly an enriching experience.
Yes, Abir, the language immersion program was not just learning, but the whole trip was an amazing experience altogether.
Not only did we become more aware and informed, but we had loads of fun.
Indeed. Imagine meeting 300 students from across the globe.
Attending classes with them and learning with them.
At the same time, enjoying sports with them.
And do you remember the tour of the rugby school?
More than 400 years of rich history.
Looking at the inspiration of great authors like Lewis Carroll and Thomas Hughes.
I could literally imagine Alice sitting under one of those trees.
And after reading Tom Brown's School Days, the world went ooh. The school went ah.
And graffiti turning into history.
Wonderful school with awe-inspiring students.
I was particularly inspired by the visit to Shakespeare's birthplace, Stratford-upon-Avon.
Imagine watching Seven Ages of Man from As You Like It.
And we are learning it, so it is even more interesting.
I loved Portia from The Merchant of Venice.
And Much Ado About Nothing was so hilarious.
And so was The Taming of the Shrew.
Imagine watching Shakespeare at the birthplace of the Bard was truly incredible.
And The Wizard to Cambridge, I've already made my future plans.
King's College, Queen's College, St. Paul's College, and even Trinity College.
I love the walk down Trinity Street.
Walking down the cobble street was such a lovely feeling.
And the most exhilarating part of the trip was a visit to King's Cross Station, platform 9 and 3 quarters.
I did buy my wand from there, the real life Harry Potter as I am.
And I loved it when we said the spell at the station.
Wingardium Leviosa.
No. Wingardium Leviosa.
And I loved the bird's eye view of the city from the London Eye.
Oh, what fun it was to sing the London Bridge rhyme while walking on it.
London Bridge is falling down, falling down, falling down. London Bridge is falling down, my fair lady.
But fair ladies, I loved the visit to 221B Baker Street and meet the famous detective there.
And the Sherlock Holmes Museum was outstanding.
I could actually imagine the detective present there.
Oh yes, we did pay our tribute to the Queen at Buckingham Palace.
Soon it was time to say goodbye to London with a heavy heart.
But we are taking some beautiful memories to cherish all our lives.
So let's sign off on this happy note.
Goodbye from all of us.
These are the John Kings signing off. Goodbye and God bless.
Like what you're listening? Stay tuned for new podcasts on edterra.com/terratalk.